Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, this is Kaya Roman. Did you just call me about gnome book writing?
Yeah, just let me see if the compliance department is here at the moment, and then
Okay.
I can connect you with them. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Staying online, is this Kyle?
Yes.
Thank you for returning
Hi.
my call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Thank you for asking, and I'm so sorry about the delay in regards to the call. Well, I did try to call you, but I guess our timings were not really matching, so thank you so much for calling back. All right, Kyle, regarding the current scenario, you are aware that we have already processed almost 80-90% of the amount. It's just the 990 that is not going through. From our end, what happened is that we tried to process it three times now. We attempted to do that three times. The rest of it went through. However, this amount, for some odd reason, it's not going through anymore. And I don't know if that's something on your end or if it's an issue with our merchant, as you know that we use a
And what does
third-party merchant. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what you're trying to send it to? Are you trying to send it to a bank account or to a credit card, or do you know what information you have?
Okay, let me tell you how it works with us. You do understand that we do not save any of your banking details. So what happens is that once you make a payment through a merchant, we only have the option to refund that amount via the original payment method. So, for example, if you used a credit card or a debit card, it's going to reflect back to it. And furthermore, additionally, to add to that, I mean, it would have been much more easier if we had an option to probably add a different account or a different card. That way, we could have tried something else, you know. But at this point of time, through the merchant, there's just one option, and we have already exhausted that or attempted to do so three times. And every time we did it, it just reverted back to us. And Kaya, I need you to understand one more thing. See, if we were not upfront about a refund, we wouldn't have refunded you the remaining amount. Because to be very honest, the amount that you've received, it's way higher than the amount that is pending right now. All right? So it's not
No,
something.
okay, I don't know. I still owed 990. I believe I was 660, and I'm still owed 990 if I remember correctly. I don't have it in front of me.
That is absolutely correct. The amount that is remaining, it's 990. The rest of it already got processed. So now there are a couple of
Which is
options.
the higher option, the higher amount though. The lower amount got paid, the higher amount still needs to get paid. But in any case, I'm wondering if potentially, because I did this so long ago, I put it on a credit card that I no longer have. That's one potential thing that happened, because a long time ago I did have a credit card that I lost and discontinued, so I don't have that one anymore. But other things that have needed to be charged or returned on that credit card were working, but there might be a time limit on that. Like,
Yes.
I just got something in the mail saying that a monthly subscription thing that I have that's been charged to that credit card for a long time couldn't go through anymore, even though I lost that credit card months ago. So I think maybe it only forwards it for a certain amount of time to the new credit card number. So that might be why that's happening.
That might actually confirm why it's not going through. So, Kaya, I just needed to discuss the alternate options with you. Are you open to any kind of services instead of the amount? Something deliverable and not related to marketing, of course.
No, I don't think I'm in need of any services. Is it possible for me to just give you a different credit card number or a different account number to return it to?
that's the problem, Kaya. As I told you, that we use a third-party merchant. They do not give us the option to put in a new card details or a new account. The only option that we have in order to process the refund is via the original payment method. So just say, let's just say, for example, this is the transaction that appears on the merchant. And if we need to refund that, there is an option that specifically says refund, okay? It gives us the option whether we want to go for full refund or a partial amount. Partial amount has a blank space. Full refund, of course, is a full refund. So you just click on that and it goes through. So there is no second or third option. Okay, how about this? Let me send you a couple of options. In regards to the possibility of the accommodation in that particular amount. And you take a look at that. I'm going to give you, like, a lot of options, okay? By Monday, should be able to send that to you.
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding. Options of how I can get my money back?
Not about how you can get your money back, but if there are any services that we may be able to give you against that amount since the refund is not going through. So that kind of option.
I'm not interested in that. I don't need or want any services. I want my money back. So I would like you guys to figure out how to do that.
Okay. So I actually told you what the issue is. So I'm completely clueless at this point of time.
Well, any business in the entire world is going to run into this where somebody needs a refund and so much time has gone by since you processed the refund. If you had done it when you were supposed to, this wouldn't be a problem. But your business took a very long time to process my refund, and now I no longer have that credit card, and that happens to people all day long. Credit cards are taken with fraud and stolen, and all kinds of things happen, and people have to change their credit card. And so any business who's in business of taking payments has to figure out how else am I going to give this person money on a different credit card, because I run a business and sometimes I have to do that. That's a normal thing to need to do. So if your business hasn't figured out how to do that yet.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting, Kaya.
Just saying you guys need to figure out how to do that. This won't be the only time it'll come up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you advise me something, since you mentioned that you're running a business too? What would you do if that was the case with one of your clients?
I would send a payment. So I'm sure your business has to pay vendors, like you have to pay your writers or your editors or your web server. So you must have a way that you process payments, like you pay a bill. So then maybe you have to run it that way. You pay me like you pay a vendor.
That's a good idea. Thank you so much for that, Kaya. Let me run this above me, and then I will most likely confirm something to you by Monday, latest Tuesday, okay?
Okay, that'd be amazing. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for your time once again, Kaya. Take care. Have a nice day.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.